Hey, it's Norm.
Norm, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
How doing?
We're good. How have you been able to sort of reset yourself here to get the new week going?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what this league's about, and that's what obviously coming back and playing in your division's about. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things in the Tampa game. We weren't able to finish it out, and you know, you try to build on those things. Obviously, it's a real challenge coming into Denver and playing against right now, I believe, as complete a team in the league, and obviously a team playing with a lot of confidence.
Or do you think you had any sort of hangover from the last game going into the following week?
No, you know, every week in this league presents its own challenges, and we played. I don't know how much you know about our game the following week, you know, but you know, we played in some tough conditions, and you know, a lot of again, like I said. Week to week, every week is a new challenge.
Coach, you got a new wide receiver there in Denario Alexander. Talk to us about his game and what he's been able to do for your team the last couple of weeks.
Well, he's a guy that's kind of, you know, had to fight through some real adversity to be playing in the league. And I don't know how much you know about him. He, you know, had the real bad knee injury coming out of Missouri. And he's actually had, I think, surgery on his knee 4 times and was in St. Louis and had a little production there and then got cut this year. When we claimed him, he wasn't completely healthy. And he's coming back from a hamstring. And once he got in here and was able to learn our stuff and start getting comfortable with Phillip, we got him some opportunities to play, and Meacham had a little bit of a strained hamstring, and you know, Denario played awfully well against Kansas City, did some nice things, and then you know, started last week and had the real big play, really unbelievable play, and then had good contributions.
Well, do you think that this passing game's getting jump-started, kind of getting into a rhythm now these past few weeks because of the emergence of a guy like Alexander and the way that Rivers is playing?
Every guy you have is, you know, gives you, every playmaker gives you another opportunity to go. And we've gone through stretches for most of the season at a real high level. It's just obviously we've had negative plays that have kept us from playing a complete game. And, you know, you look at the first game, it's 24-0, and we did get some turnovers and obviously got the return for a touchdown, but had a good couple nice drives and had some big plays in the passing game. And you know, Phillip right now, I mean, the last 2 games, he's completed 82% of his balls, I mean, to a lot of different guys. Obviously, it's similar to the fourth quarter against in the first Bronco game. You know, the big negative play is that turnovers are killing us.
Has that been the biggest thing, Norv?
Well, there's obviously a combination of things, but when you turn the ball over, you don't give yourself a chance. I would think, you know, from a complete team standpoint, defensively, we've played, I think we've improved. We're playing awfully well up front, but we have you know, at inopportune times, giving up big plays in the passing game. We did it last week a couple times where we had opportunities to get them off and, you know, big plays in the passing game. And certainly that was the key to the comeback for Denver, getting that first drive and hitting the big post route to Thomas, you know, to get points on the board.
Norv, how do you frame this week? I mean, do you absolutely need this game to stay in the division race in some way?
Again, you know, everyone can speculate that all that stuff on the outside, and obviously you're aware of it because of the numbers. But you know, our biggest thing is we need to go play and put 4 quarters together and play at a high level and take care of the ball and not give up. If a team's going to make plays on you, make them earn it. Don't give up easy plays. And you know, it's a challenge for us coming into Denver, but certainly to have a chance to stay in the division race, we need to go win a game.
I know this is going to sound a little odd, Norv, but is Manning playing better right now than when you were getting ready to play him just a month ago?
I think with real good team games and got real good players. I think you see that they're comfortable being together. The longer they're together and you get on the same page and doing things, he's playing awfully well. And like I said, I mean, we went through a stretch where I think Philip went through a stretch where he was 40 of 46 and then has the interception at the end of the game. So a guy can be playing well, and obviously if you can find a way to get pressure and get a sack fumble or get pressure and get an interception, we were able to get one in the first game. Cincinnati got a couple. So you go in understanding how well they're playing as a team and how well Peyton's playing, but we need to find a way to disrupt that and find a way to make a couple big plays.
Norv, what's your impressions of Trindon Holiday and really the entire special teams unit here in Denver?
I think the special teams, we played them a month ago, and you look at it, and, I thought there were some great matchups. I thought it was very physical in the kicking game. We were able to get it was Holiday's first shot out, and, he had a tough time with the ball. We were able to make a couple plays to get the ball, I thought it was some great competition between the two units. He's obviously very explosive, very comfortable. He's been a bit of a home run hitter in Houston, and it was a great acquisition. And we've got to do a great job with our coverage teams, and there aren't a lot of kicks returned in Denver, so hopefully we can do a good job with the ball and not let him get rolling in that. And then hopefully we don't punt too many times, and when we do, we're able to do a good job with the ball and the placement, so we keep him from getting an opportunity to get a big play.
Coach, you talk about needing big plays on the offense. Is there going to be an emphasis to jumpstart Ryan Matthews? Long carry, 39 yards this season. You know how to build a ground game. Is that more downfield blocking? What's the missing ingredient? Because Matthews is very talented, and what are you going to do to emphasize that ground game?
I think we've had a good mix and a good balance, and we've moved the ball the last two games. I mean, against Kansas City and against Tampa, I thought we had good mix and run and pass. We moved the ball. We did a good job in the red zone in both games. So we've got to put a plan together that gives us the best chance to move the ball and have success against Denver. And obviously, Ryan, our running back, is a big part of that. My experience with you're looking for long runs. My experience with long runs is backs making special plays when they get a chance to be in the open field. And hopefully we can get them in the open field and give them a chance to do that.
Hey, Norv, I'm sorry, I wanted to go back to the special teams thing for a second. When you see Colquitt, do you see a better punter in the league right now?
We have a great punter, so that's a hard question for me, but he's punting as well as anyone in the league, and the biggest thing is he does what he needs to do for his team, and that's the way we feel about Mike. If you're doing what you need to do for your team, and obviously he's so good in putting the ball down inside the red zone and backing people up, that's something that I think a lot of people, they don't pay attention to, pay as much attention to as they should have when they're evaluating punters, because it's not all about how far the ball goes. It's what you're doing to help your team win, and certainly he's doing as much for his team as any punter in the league.
Thanks, Norv.
Thanks,
Coach.
All right, guys. We'll see you Sunday.
Thanks.